we're going to come out on the right side of that one way or the other, right? No, today just a good day to get, some guys to the mound the first time. I thought overall we threw the ball over the plate pretty consistently. And I think more than anything, starting to see some game situation. You know, you see a pickoff play go a little bit errant, and for the first time, you get out of drills and into a game setting. So it's that next progressive step.
Yesterday when we were talking about the lefties, you mentioned Evan Crawford, and he certainly looked pretty good today.
Yeah, even though it's an inter-squad game, it was an impressive inning of work. The one thing that's very clear is he's not afraid to throw his fastball, and he's got a bright future. He's a young kid who's had coming off a good year. The conversion of the bullpen has been one that has set well with him, and he's performed very good in that role.
It's a very strange little hitch he has on delivery. It looks like he gives us some pretty good deception, though.
It does. I think it causes some uneasiness to the hitter, when they're trying to get some timing down, but... the one thing that we have to monitor from a pitching side is that extra movement, does it affect the timing in his delivery? And, just talking to some people in player development, when he does get a little erratic, it's because that hitch might get a little bit violent at times. But, there's no denying his stuff. He's got two quality pitches.
He had a chance for Omar to make a tough play with a really fast base runner, and he was up to the task.
Yeah, made a great play up the middle. So... for many years, you began to and took for granted that he was going to make those. And still today, that's the one thing that, as we've talked about Omar and him coming in and what he can provide to us, we don't want to short sight the skills. And today was evident of that.
You looking forward to another team getting in here tomorrow and getting the group release?
Tonight? Yeah, I think everybody is. Everybody's looking for some different color to show up and see a different team across the field. And it'll be good to begin that next phase of spring training.
Did you plan on starting with more or less a regular set lineup?
We would look to start with, as best we could say what a set lineup would be, and yet there's still some jobs to be won. But through the first 4 or 5 days of spring training, everyone's going to get to the field, and you could expect the guys that will start tomorrow to try to get 3 at-bats, and then we'll look to fill in behind them.
Both Travis and Eric got some good wood on the ball today.
Yeah, they did. I know that's going to be the daily watch. But it was good to see guys come out and swing the bat with some aggression. Not only the swing that Snyder put on against Vandenhurk, but you see Colby get some at least some early positive results for the work that he's put in this winter, and that's important.
Two or three things that you're really either concerned or looking forward to as spring training begins?
One, we stay healthy. Two, that we get the answers from a personnel standpoint answered, and that we set the tone from a mindset from the starting pitchers and really from pitching overall is to attack the zone and pitch the contact early in going, which today was a positive step in that regard.
Which position or positions are you
most thinking about? Well, we've stated from day one that we've got a daily battle in left field. So that and the backup role as far as the utility infielder. Those are the two areas, and we've got a couple spots in the bullpen that are still up for grabs.
John, now that we're on the cusp of preseason number 2, what did you learn as a manager over your first year that you hope to apply going forward?
Knowing our personnel that much more. The fact that we've made a number of changes with the roster, we still have a number of players that either we acquired mid-season last year, and getting to know what their abilities are, when to push, when to back off, how to put guys in best position for success. And you always look for those opportunities to make the most of a player's given skill set. But, our team has changed. Our roster's clearly changed. We've got more flexibility. We've got, I think, a deeper roster with some different type of players coming off the bench. It would be our goal going into the start of the season that we would carry, only 12 pitchers rather than 13 to give us that added flexibility with guys that might not be in an everyday starting role.
Just a learning curve for you at all.
I would hope so. I don't think anybody knows this game top to bottom for however many years they're in it. So there's going to be situations arise that'll be the first, and fully anticipate those.
Like what you saw on the throw from Francisco?
From a defensive side, yeah. Maybe a little aggressive read on Yanel's part, but that's part of getting back out into a game setting.
For a starting pitcher who gets thrown into the front of the rotation like Ricky, is there a process of kind of learning to pitch in those games, the tighter games, because he's always probably facing front rotation guys there, pitching with less run support and just dealing with that element of it as well.
And with respect to Ricky, I thought he did an excellent job of that a year ago. I think there was a lot made of a game down in Atlanta last year where, you know, we ran into a very good pitching staff in Atlanta and runs were hard to come by. As he's channeled his emotion in the right way, it's allowed him to execute on a consistent basis in those tight games. And I thought he handled that extremely well, and that's what's allowed him to evolve into the pitcher he is now. I mean, he is in he's pitched his way into an elite group in the American League, evident by the numbers that he put up a year ago. And we're seeing that maturation continue. So going up against another team's, front of the rotation type of guy, he's going to find himself in that same situation again.
Do you think that situation in Atlanta was a bit of a learning experience for him in terms of just becoming a leader for this staff and this team?
Yeah, I think that was, one example that, we want all of our players to be able to speak their mind. And I think we saw from the probably early mid-May on, he's a fierce competitor. And with every player, there's a level of energy inside their swing or their delivery that works best for them. And that emotion is what you want to come out of a player to a certain extent. And I think Ricky really found that level of intensity to make sure that he executed on a consistent basis. And I think that's one of the reasons that really allowed him to elevate his overall performance.